or drink cranberry apricot juice. Too bad I can't buy stock in the juice company. I am watching a trend in the making. Are they talking about me? They're certainly laughing enough. I chomp my sandwich and it barfs mustard on my shirt. Maybe they're planning the next project. They could mail snowballs to the weather-deprived children in Texas. They could knit goat hair blankets for shorn sheep. I imagine what Heather might look like in 10 years, after 2 children and 70 pounds. It helps a little. Rachel/Rochelle takes a seat at the end of my table with Hannah, the exchange student from Egypt. Rachel/Rochelle is now experimenting with Islam. She wears a scarf on her head and some brown and red gauzy harem pants. Her eyes are ringed with black eyeliner thick as crayon. I think I see her looking at me, but I'm probably wrong. Hannah wears jeans and a Gap t-shirt. They eat hummus and pita and titter in French. There is a sprinkling of losers like me scattered among the happy teenagers, prunes in the oatmeal of school. The others have the social power to sit with other losers. I'm the only one sitting alone, under the glowing neon sign which reads, "Complete and total loser. Not quite sane. Stay away. Do not feed." I go to the restroom to turn my shirt around so the mustard stain is hidden under my hair.